Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am doing a review, a concert review. I showed you guys a sneak peek on Instagram of the Shakira concert. I'm going to say what the name of the tour is in English because I know poquito español. Je ne parle pas Espanol, so I only know a little bit. So the words I know how to say in Spanish, I will say them. What I don't know how to say in Spanish, I won't. But overall, it's the Girls Don't Cry tour. One of my Latina friends told me that was a translation. I'm 100% sure that that's what she told me. Overall, this is my second Hispanic Latino concert that I've ever been to. It technically would have been my third if J-Lo didn't cancel her tour. But overall, my thoughts and opinions, yes, I'm going to give them all to you first, is that it was a fun concert. Like I said, like, this is my second Latino / Hispanic concert, and both of them were fun, danced the whole night, sang. I had a blast. So if you haven't been to like any like Latino or Hispanic artist concert, go. You'll have a blast. You'll have fun. You might not know if the artist sings only in Spanish or has half of their songs in Spanish and half in English. You won't know the Spanish lyrics unless you know Spanish in any capacity. But then you will know what they're saying. But either or, just because there's a language barrier, you're still going to have a good time. You're still going to have fun. You're still going to dance, sweat a lot. It's literally, it feels like you're in the club because you're dancing the whole time. So overall, the whole concert was a blast. I had fun overall. I also want to, before I start my pros and cons, and yes, there were some cons. I am going to talk about the venue I went to see Shakira at. It was the first time I went there, and I want to give advice to anyone who is going to, for example, if you're going to see Chris Brown in this venue as well, to help you guys out in any capacity. I had struggles, and through me you'll learn so you can have a smooth transition. So I saw Shakira at Camping World, and for me in general, I've only been to shows, if we're talking about downtown, I've been to concerts at Amway. That's where I've been to concerts too. I've also I've seen performances at Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center as well. But I've never wanted to see a concert at Camping World, and this was where Shakira was. And for multiple reasons, I'll just tell you the reasons right now. One, it's an outdoor venue, and me, if you have heard any of my past concert opinions when I've discussed concerts and reviews and stuff like that, I'm not a big fan of outside concerts, especially in the summer. It's hot, it's humid, I feel disgusted. It's just a terrible time overall. I feel like the only
best time, if you're living in a place that has seasons, to have an outside concert is in the fall. Fall is the perfect season to have a outside concert. If you live in Florida, I would say January, February, when the temperature cools down. Then you're not hot and sweaty the whole time. So that's one thing that has a like, I don't want to go to Camping World. And like any artist that I've seen before that was going to Camping World, I did not go and like, yeah, I'm gonna see them in Camping World. For example, Pink did two different concerts back after back. She did one in Anway, and the next year after she did in Camping World. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I saw her, even if it's a different concert, it wasn't. It was the same concert. I'm not going to Camping World to see her. No, I'm not going to. It's a hassle. Number two. I don't know why, but Camping World is in a very sketchy area downtown. I remember I've been in Ubers before, and depending on how you have to go to places, sometimes you go different routes, but depending on the to make the travel to your destination quicker. And I've been through one of the areas like to get to downtown, and we pass through like, you know, lower income, like very low poverty, like very like sketchy areas that you know, you have to be careful and mindful of where you go, where you park. And then if you keep going, there's Camping World, which I feel is very weird to have a stadium, which is mainly how like they have their food and how they sell their drinks. I'm pretty sure it's a, oh, I'm not pretty sure. I know, because I've seen friends share stories of them going for football or soccer games and stuff like that. So it's one of those stadiums. Like they could probably also play baseball there. So it's a sport. It's more for like outdoor sports, like baseball and the real football, aka soccer. So I would have thought, you know, it would be like closer to downtown, not in a close to a sketchy area where you have to be careful and mindful. So that is another reason why I didn't want to go to Camping World. And if you guys didn't know, if you're into raves like EDC, that happens in Camping World. And what I've heard when it comes to EDC, I don't know if it's because that's how like those kind of like festivals, that's what happens, but I've only heard it happen in EDC in Orlando, is that people pickpocket and steal things, and you have to be careful where your items are. I didn't really have that issue at the Shakira concert, or I haven't heard anyone have issues like that at all at any concerts or sporting event at all. I just heard they having that issue at EDC, and they use the same security, so I don't know, maybe more criminals and the bad people around that area come out for EDC. I don't know, but that was another thing that I heard that I'm like, do I want to go there? And the third thing, they have weird rules that I haven't seen before. If you guys don't know, you know, because everybody gets these emails. A lot of people don't pay attention to them. Is every venue a week and a couple days before the event, they send you a no before you go. And Camping World was the first concert, event venue. I'm just going to say event venue because they have sporting events and festivals and concerts, etc. That literally it says, like, in the no before you go, don't bring umbrellas. I've been to different concert venues, sport, like, event venues, and they're okay with you having an umbrella with you. I don't know. Again, I feel like it has to, again, deal with where Camping World is located. You have to, and it's, if you park downtown, you have to take a shuttle bus or an Uber or some kind of transportation to get to Camping World, because, for example, where I parked for Shakira, walking wise, it was in total, because I wanted to know, and I've asked friends, and they're like, it's a very long walk, 40 minutes of walking. So here's the thing I want to, again, I do all the bad news first, so I'm gonna continue. So if you are I'm just gonna pick one parking garage because it's easier for me. If you are parked in the city calms, like the tax collector parking garage near City Hall, aka it's really close to Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. I feel like it's the best parking garage to park if you're doing, like, things in downtown. Like I said, there's a tax collector place in there. It's in Liberty Avenue. I feel like that's the best parking garage in general to use. It's not that far from everything. So if you use that one, and by the way, the shuttle buses are free. They're very nice, very luxurious. I was talking to another person that was going to the Shakira concert on the bus, and they're like, we both agree that, oh, this is a fancy bus. Like, it's very, like, the chairs were comfortable. They have TVs, so, like, if you were going to a longer place, you can watch a movie there. I remember riding one of these buses like this for when I went to chorus competitions. Or if you did cheerleading competitions, you know these buses. They're the buses that are lower quality than the one I rode in, and by lower quality, you cannot poop in it because it doesn't flush. You smell the poop the whole, until they change the tank. And then the chairs are uncomfortable. So it's an elevated of that. So pretty much, so if you are in, I can't do it with it, this with every parking garage. I can just do it with the one in Liberty Ave, because this is how I did it. And I asked people, because it doesn't, Camping World, okay, another third part, Camping World shows you where you can park, you have a map, where the shuttles are, and it just says, like, I took a picture of it to save it, to, like, you know, to get there, and it only says, Central and, Hudges Avenue, and I'm like, huh? I need more Pacific. And it doesn't give you a lot of Pacifics about it. And I've asked a lot of people, they're like, I don't know. And then, you mean the bus seat? And I'm like, no. So that was another thing. I had to ask a guy, one of the downtown bike people that, like, you have to pay them money, and then they do a romantic, like, you sit in the back and they ride you along, and he kind of directed me, but I got lost. So I literally just walked all the way to Amway, and one of the police officers helped me get the bus, and it's really close to Amway. So here's a way you can from the parking garage. So depending on how you get out of the parking garage, you are going to go towards the Bohemian. So you're gonna go towards the Bohemian. I'm not really great at street names, but I did take a picture, but some of the with my walking directions, it doesn't tell me the name of the street, so I am so sorry about that. Okay, so from Liberty Ave, you're going to make a right. I'm trying to go backwards because it's showing me to the parking garage. So you're gonna make a right. So you're gonna make a right, and then you're gonna see the Bohemian. You're gonna go past the Bohemian. You're gonna make a right onto Church Street, and then what you're going to see in Church Street, you're going to see a Mexican place. If you are familiar with the Fringe Art Space, you're going to see the Fringe Art Space. You're going to see different kind of, you're going to see burrito, tacos. You're going to see all these little, like, restaurants. And all things like that. You're going to see different shops, and you're going to see a big banister that says Church Street on top, like a bridge. You're going to keep going straight. Keep going straight. And then you're going to be at South Garland. Okay? Once you're in South Garland, you're gonna make a left, but I don't think you have to make a left. You're either gonna make a left or you just keep going straight, because when I saw the garage, I'm not sorry, when I saw the buses, it was straight ahead. So you probably have to make a left to cross the street, or a right to cross the street to to get to the buses. So that's what that ride is for. To get to the buses. So, and then you'll see the buses right ahead. It's going to be the first bus. It's going to take you to Camping World. And it's going to be a max 5 minutes. And then when you get back, you're going to do the reverse. You're going to be in the Central Boulevard, the Central and Hyde. When they park, then you're going to make a left at Garland. So you're going to be at Central when the bus parks. You're going to make a right on South Garland, left on West Church Street. And then you're going to make a right onto Liberty Ave, and then you're going to be in the parking garage. If you have another parking garage, then after this Church Street, your navigation is going to be different. But this is for me to help you guys, so it takes less time for you to get there. But I would take the shuttle unless you want to take a 40-minute walk. Even like the police officers, if they see you like wandering, looking, and you're like, "Oh, I'm going to Campbell," they're gonna. If you are by Amway, they're gonna be like, "There's a free bus right there." It's a long walk. Again, take the free bus. Relax your feet. You're gonna be dance like depending on the. What you're seeing in Campbell World, you're gonna be using a lot of energy anyway. Have some time, rest your feet, and sit. So that is my honest critique, to be honest, with Camping World. Here's the last thing I'm going to say negative about Camping World. And that has to do with their sound system. So at least with Shakira, I don't know particularly what the song is called, and I'm not gonna butcher it because I'm not, again, I don't know Espanol. I'm not really good at it. I'm not fluent at it. It's not my second or first language at all. So I don't know Spanish at all. So one of her Spanish songs, she was with her band being like, okay. They were starting the song, and then that person in her band, there was some technical issue with the guitar playing to us, the audience, and then there was technical issues also fast forward at the end. You know how in concerts they go back to, like, you know, their playlists of music that they play. There was technical issues of that before Shakira came on. There was DJ, the technical issues of that, like her whole set, there was like technical issues before and after, so they need to fix that as well. If they want to be a venue that has many successful performers, and the whole concert was sold out, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking, and we were saying, because her next stop is Miami, I figured the Miami team will do a better job and has a better venue that's not like where Camping World is located, but it has a better venue that the things are not like cracking or Shakir has to stop and be like, hold on, no, that doesn't sound right. And has to stop the concert to make sure the audio engineer is fixing what happened, because things were like popping and sounding weird how they're not supposed to. Because again, they rehearsed it. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they're having a bad day, but like, that was a problem. That was a problema. I hope I said that right. That was no bueno. Okay. So overall, those were my issues. And again, I don't know if those are going to be fixed. Again, I know Chris Brown's performing there. I'm not seeing Chris Brown at Camping World. I missed him in Amway. But like I said, if I miss someone in Amway, then the next year they go to Camping World. I'm gonna miss them in general. Because for me, okay, overall, I'll do that part later. Overall, if I would go back to Camping World, but it's extremely important that, hopefully I said that right, that you read your know before you go, because you do not want to be turned away, especially in Camping World, where you have to take a shuttle to get there. Like, you have to literally take that shuttle back, unless you parked close to Camping World or on the field of Camping World, then fine, put it back in your car. But if you took a shuttle to get there, read the know before you go. It's very important. So you don't have something that you're not supposed to, like an umbrella. And I was like, huh? Why aren't you not allowed umbrellas? That's weird. I've never seen that. It's like, even if it rains, no umbrellas. What? And you don't have covering, because it's an outdoor stadium. That made no sense to me. Anyway, so I'm going to start with go with the pros. Shakira is a triple threat. She's a singer, she's a dancer, and she's a musician. Every time she sang, it was amazing. Her hips don't lie. She's an incredible dancer. She's an incredible belly dancer. She's great at playing the guitar. Rock princess. She did a phenomenal job overall. All her outfits were amazing, beautiful. She's a gorgeous woman. Again, the only time I've seen Shakira perform was when she did the halftime show with J-Lo. But overall, I know a couple of songs from her, and I was excited to see the songs like She Wolf, Wherever, the Africa song. And then I'm going to stop there, because then I'll go on with the other songs that I know, which are in English. But overall, she did a great job. She's a phenomenal entertainer, performer. She did a great job overall. Her husband's an a-hole. Why would you cheat on Shakira? That's stupid. No, don't cheat on people. That's horrible. Don't. If your relationship's not working, just end it. Like, stop cheating on people. So overall, like, she did a phenomenal job, even though there was technical difficulties because of Camping World, and I'm blaming Camping World. She did a phenomenal job with those hurdles thrown at her. So great job overall. The security at Camping World is the same if you've been to Amway. Like, same security. They're wonderful. They do a great job. A+. They did a great job. I've asked, like, oh, where's this? Where's this? Because, again, first time at Camping World, they helped me a lot. They did a phenomenal job. I've seen people that I've seen in Amway, Dr. Phillips. It was lovely seeing them again. Overall, they all did a phenomenal job. I had an empanada there. The empanada, I had a chicken one and a beef one. It was good. I had two alcoholic beverages. They were good as well. One was a cherry margarita. That was really good. I'm into the sweet drinks. And one was a passion fruit cocktail. That was good as well. The empanadas were $7.95, not expensive, and then the cocktail was between $12 and $15, which is usually normal price. And then a double, if you got a double shot, it was $22. I'm like, no, I'm not getting double. But overall, like, my experience there was great. I loved how, like, the washrooms had both English and Spanish. I don't know if they have that permanently or it's just for this concert, because the majority were Latinos. Latinos have a great time. Like, I love Hispanics. I love Latinos. Amazing company to be around with. And one more thing that I want to say before I wrap this up and then answer the final question that I said that I was going to answer is, Shakira, throughout the concert, she sang her big hits from all her albums. Also, but the majority was her newest album, Women Don't Cry. I'm saying it in English because I can't say it in Spanish. Phenomenal. She did great job overall, Shakira. She talked both in English and in Spanish, and she would say it in English, whatever she was saying in English, and then she would say it in Spanish, which I thought was phenomenal. She's Colombian. She did a great job doing both. And for people that don't know English or Spanish is their first language, it's more easy for them. She did a great job accommodating for them. And also, she had one of the white bands that changed color depending on the song and what's happening. I went to see Coldplay a couple years back, and they did the same thing, and it's really cool. I like that. And I liked, my favorite part about those wristbands is there's a part that she was like, she was saying every Hispanic / Latino country, and the wristband would turn the colors of the flags of those countries. So that was cool. So overall, 10 out of 10. I would see Shakira again in an indoor venue, because I haven't seen any, I haven't had any experienced any technical issue while being an attendee to any indoor concert. It has majority been like outdoor concerts that I've seen technical issues, but again, I feel like it might be either the sound engineer didn't really care, or it's where the venue is located. But overall, my thoughts and opinion on would I go to Camping World again? And my answer to you is no. And it's not because I had a bad experience, or the loop it took to get to Camping World and finding where the shuttle is, or people being mean or anything like that. I just think, in general, again, I've been to an amphitheater that was outside. I just think, like, the area particularly where it's located in doesn't make me feel completely comfortable. But, and I'm happy about the shuttle bus, is it's groups of people going together. And I went to the parking garage with a big group of people. When I got to, like, the venue and everything, the DJ was on, so that was fine. I didn't miss secure at all. But, like, my point with why I'm saying that is, for something like EDC that starts at night and for me, I always come to events early. I'm there when the sun is still up. For stuff like EDC or things that, like, it starts at night, I'm just saying, for me personally, as a woman, right, as someone that identifies as a female, I don't feel comfortable, especially if I don't know if there's, like, a lot of people parking in the parking garage that's walking over. I don't feel comfortable at night going that far. If it has to do with, like, EDC, because people are coming and going, and it might not be a long line of people. Like, especially where the location of Camping World, I don't feel safe being there. I feel like there's situations, and I've heard people get things stolen downtown, and I'm not talking about that specifically in Camping World. I'm just saying, in total, I don't feel safe going to a place, especially, like, it's my first time at Camping World, and then if I go again, it's my second time. I'm still not familiar with Camping World. It's not a venue I'm familiar with and I know really well. I don't feel comfortable going there by myself. Maybe, and this is what I'm saying, maybe a big maybe, and this is like a fifth, this is like a they're only doing their, if I it's an artist I really want to see, and they're not doing Tampa. The only place that they're doing is Camping World in, like, Miami, because I'm not going to Miami. I'll be, like, fine, but I have to bring someone with me. So, like, for that instance, for me, no, I would not go to Camping World again. I feel more safer when I went to, because it reminds me of Radium James Stadium in, like, built-wise, like, how it looks, not looks, but, like, how it's, like, how it looks in the outside, like, a stadium-wise. So, if it was, like, how Radium James Stadium is, and, like, more, like, not sketchy area, then probably I'd do Camping World again. But for me right now, this is a one and done thing. If a friend or someone can go, that has tickets and can't make it, then I'll go again, do what I did, leave when there's still sunlight, and that's to go there and then have a group of people come back with me, like I did with Shakira.
So those are my thoughts and feelings overall. If you get a chance to see Shakira, go see her. She's amazing. She puts on a great show. All the Hispanic and Latino artists do. You'll be dancing. You'll be feeling like you're in the club. You be having a blast. Great old time. So with that being said, have a great rest of your night. Bye, guys. Talk to you soon.